Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
We're in. Welcome to Mystery Team Inc., the minisode.
Hooray!
I'm Maggie.
I'm Kayla.
And this is our second minisode. It's very special.
It certainly is that word.
Do you want to give a little intro to what's happening?
So,
why this happened?
This happened because I recently recovered a memory from my childhood of my imaginary friend.
Okay.
And upon telling it to Maggie,
I laughed so hard I cried.
I didn't think it was that weird, but I guess it's so weird.
We decided to do an episode where we asked our friends and fans to submit stories about their imaginary friends to us. So we're going to start with our stories, and then we're going to tell you a couple of the stories that we got from our circle of friends and fans. Kayla's going to start, for obvious reasons.
So my my imaginary friend, whose name I couldn't recall until a few days ago, was a football named Volleyball. And the thing about Volleyball was that he was a real football that we had in our garage, but I interacted with him on, like, a spectral plane.
Hold on, let's go back. When Kayla told me that her imaginary friend was a football, my first question was, like, are we talking, like, an anthropomorphic football? Like a Microsoft paperclip football?
No.
No. We were not. Volleyball was an inanimate football that Kayla interacted with telepathically. Go on.
Yeah. He lived in our garage.
Okay.
He was not allowed to leave the garage, his physical form. So I would, like, go into the garage to hang out with him. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is a real football that we owned. But it was just, like, we hung out, I think, on an astral plane. Like, I think I astral projected with this football.
I asked Kayla, too. I was like, I like that you could have imagined anything. Like, it could have been a unicorn or a magic dragon or even, like, a celebrity. But instead, she basically chose Wilson from...
But worse, because it was a football. But I
named
say,
Volleyball.
I didn't imagine him. He came to me.
His name?
All of it. I don't think I ever
so
was,
the
like,
ball named itself Volleyball.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this football is
that'd
actually...
That'd be like if you named a baby Hume. Or like, baby babe.
I didn't imagine him. I didn't, like, have a moment where I was like, I'm going to have an imaginary friend, and it's going to be the soul of this real football. It just happened. And I do recall he would come out of the house with me, but only on the astral plane. And he wore a hat.
What kind of hat?
A bowler hat.
That's so much better.
When he left the house, he was in a bowler hat, sometimes a vest. But
oh, he would get dressed up.
Yeah, but he never had arms or legs.
Okay.
And he didn't move.
Right. And he exclusively talked to you through telepathy.
He just, like, put thoughts in my head.
That's great.
That's Volleyball.
That's the whole story? You don't have any other recovered
memories?
I mean,
do you want more than my astral projecting football?
Well, if you have any, if you remember any stories about it, I'd love to hear it.
I I do think that volleyball, when we moved, stayed in the
house.
He
didn't move with you.
He didn't.
That's an interesting theme of today, actually, of these stories.
Of footballs.
No, imaginary friends.
Anthropomorphic.
Okay. So I wanted to just tell the story of my imaginary friend, Megan. I just, like, took some quick notes today.
I'm so stuck on the fact that she was named Megan.
I took some quick notes today to remind myself. Megan lived in the washing machine. She was blonde.
She was human, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had a pet hamster named Samantha. Because I think this was, like, a phase in my life. This was Kayla's losing it. This was a phase in my life. I think what really happened. I think what really happened is that I couldn't decide between naming Megan or Samantha. And so when I was like, and I wanted a pet hamster. So I think I like gave her a hamster so that I could live vicariously through her. But I got to use the name Samantha that I wanted.
So did you create Megan?
Yeah.
She didn't appear.
No, she didn't appear to me through an astral plane. But she and I would hang out in her clubhouse, which was under my desk. And her dad.
No.
No. Her dad got a job in space and she had to move away. I'm crying.
Doing what?
I don't know. I think this was around when Xenon came out. But I just remember, I don't know if my, because she hung out with me exclusively at my dad's house. So I don't know if my dad moved or, like, what happened. But I just remember that she had to move, but it was because her dad got a job in space, which was objectively a good thing. So it was, like, sad that she was moving. But I was, like, really jealous that she was going to go, like, hang out in space with her hamster, Samantha.
Even though you made it up.
Yeah.
I can't. The naming in this was, this is my imaginary friend Megan, and that's her hamster Samantha. Her dad got a job with space, though, so she has to move away.
Weird names are going to come back in my mystery, too.
I can't wait.
For next episode. Okay, do you want to share one of the stories that you got today?
Yes. I'm starting with the least disturbing one.
Okay.
This is from our friend, should I name names?
Just first names.
This is from our friend Sabrina.
Great.
Sabrina did not have an imaginary friend. She had a whole litter of imaginary dogs.
Nice.
And she would go through like a booklet of dog breeds and be like, I want that one and that one and that one. And then she would name them after her family only. Most notably, she had a St. Bernard named Aunt Beth.
She didn't just name them their names. She included the titles. That's Aunt incredible.
Beth. She said,
Aunt Beth.
She said that she would
Aunt
go.
Aunt Beth pooped on the rug again.
Aunt Beth. She said that she would play with them like they were dogs and she would pretend to eat bones with them. But instead of bones, she would just get like the hard butt of the baguette and like eat them with her imaginary dogs.
Sure.
And then she said, the sad thing is now I'm gluten-free, so I think I ate too many baguettes with my imaginary dogs.
That's amazing.
So that's Aunt Beth, the and the other dogs.
Okay. I'm going to share Fielding's. Mm. So this one came from my friend Fielding. So when I put out the call for these stories, she sent me a message that said, show went through me, et cetera, et cetera. To which I responded, what are you talking about? Yeah. And she said, you already knew my show story, I thought. And I said, I definitely don't. So this is a story in her own words. When I was 2, I had an imaginary friend named Show who lived at my parents' house. Oh, at the house my parents were flipping on Cook Street.
Oh, that's creepy.
He never went with me anywhere outside of the house, but I constantly talked to him and chilled with him when we were at home. My dad was weirded out and would be like, Show isn't real, Field. And I'd be like, he's sitting next to you, Dad. We have pictures somewhere of me sitting on my bed staring off talking to Show. Anyway, I started getting really scared to sleep alone and would go into my parents' room crying every night. And one time, my parents were most likely having sex, so they locked me out. I was crying and hitting the door and fell asleep next to the door. And my dad woke me up to take me to my bed and asked me what was wrong. And I said, Shosho went through me. Then when we moved houses, Shosho didn't move with us. So Fielding's imagination was a ghost.
Yeah. For sure.
Fielding was friends with a real ghost named Shosho.
I hate Shosho went
And she was like a toddler when this happened.
I hate that.
Yeah, like, didn't even have a concept of, like, ghosts.
Oh.
Isn't that so creepy?
That's so creepy.
Okay. Next. Okay.
Do you want to hear the existentially troubling one or the funny one?
Existentially troubling.
Okay. So this one, I asked our friend, did you have an imaginary friend when you were little? He said, I didn't, although I did think gravity was a being. And I said, please, please, expand on that.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't really remember. I remember asking who gravity was and feeling a kind of sneaking apprehension about what this being is capable of doing to us.
That's amazing.
Who is gravity?
This one comes from Cameron.
Great.
It's short. My imaginary friend until I was 6 was Jiminy Cricket. And technically, I never stopped believing in him. I flushed him down the toilet after an argument over if I should cut my own hair or not and promptly forgot about it. I love it. I technically never stopped believing in him. Like, I he killed him off.
Knowing that he used to think he was friends with Jiminy Cricket.
You might still think that.
Oh, Cameron.
It reminds me of, like, when, like, we know someone from elementary school who, like, started dating someone, but then, in fifth grade or something, but then it just, like, nothing ever happened, and so we would joke that, like, to this day, technically, they're still together because he never broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is my last one.
Yeah, I have one more.
This is Sabrina's roommate. Her imaginary friend was named Junior Heiner. Obviously German.
Right. Of course.
Purple, but a boy. And her parents got...
Wait, if he was purple and a boy, how do they know if he liked math or laundry?
I mean, Junior Heiner was probably a math kid. Her parents got so fed up with Junior Heiner making all of her decisions that one day they were like, Junior Heiner has to go back to Germany. So they put her in the car and drove to the airport and parked and went through security to a gate where a plane was leaving for Germany. And they, like, waved goodbye to Junior Heiner and sent him back to Germany.
Can I just say that is some A-plus parenting? Like, they got so sick of her imaginary friend that they put him on a plane to Germany.
That's okay. The story of Junior Heiner.
This one is from Maddie.
Yes.
I had an imaginary fairy that lived in a tree stump at my school and would travel around in my school uniform pocket. And I had an imaginary bully who was a 6-foot-tall beetle wearing a tuxedo who would say mean things to me and chase me up the stairs in my childhood home.
6-foot-tall beetle in a tuxedo.
Yes. So I said, did they have names? And she said, no, the beetle was just called the beetle. And I said, what was the fairy called? And she said, the fairy's name, I think, was Sasha. And I said, perfect. And she said, and the reason her name was Sasha was because when I was in first grade, there was a beautiful eighth grader named Sasha who used to wear a faux fur coat, and her dad died by choking on a bite of steak, and I thought she looked so pretty and sad, so obviously my fairy was named that.
I want someone to draw anthropomorphic gravity. Volleyball, obviously. Megan and Samantha. Junior Heiner. Aunt Beth the St. Bernard.
Sasha and the Beetle.
Sasha and the Beetle is such a good band name.
That'd be a really good band name or like a kid's book.
Oh my God.
I like that Maddie had an imaginary bully.
That says, it speaks volumes.
Totally.
And it was 6 feet tall and a beetle.
And it wore a tuxedo and it chased her up the stairs.
I have so many questions about the beetle.
That's how I felt about your football.
Did the beetle speak English? Projected into my head. And the Beatle was 6 feet tall and wore a tuxedo.
Well, if anyone has more imaginary friends, please send us their stories, because we just love them so much.
I love them so much.
And I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. And we have a new episode coming out soon, which will have our new intro in it.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely follow us on Instagram at Mystery Team Inc. and on Twitter at Mystery Team Inc. 1. And check out our Facebook. We're available now on Spotify as well as SoundCloud and iTunes and Stitcher and Blueberry. So if you prefer Spotify, we're there. You have anything?
No, I am astral projecting it to everybody.
We don't know.
Don't forget your bowler hats.
We don't know.
Stay in your astral lane.
Stay in your astral lane. Goodbye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.